the backing vocals. Sweet! Oh, I can't even copy them.
Sweet!
Really lovely. Will Joseph Cook auf Flux FM mit einem Auszug aus seiner wirklich wunderbaren Debütplatte Sweet Dreamer, die im April bereits erschienen ist. Heute Abend wird er die Musik aus dieser Platte nochmal präsentieren auf der Bühne im Musik und Frieden. You've brought the whole band with you, right?
Yeah.
I saw four people out there. Yeah, nice. How did you get them into the boat? Because I think you started out working on those songs on your own, right?
Yeah. So where I started was very much from, you know, writing on guitar and bits on piano and just recording them at home. And then as soon as I kind of, you know, started doing it properly, like recording in studios and stuff, the goal was never to like keep it on that. So I think, you know, I'd written all these songs with drums and arrangements and stuff. So it's been a like fairly slow process finding those guys.
Like, yeah.
I kind of just threw out a big net on Facebook and,
nice,
and email and just, you know, people send it, you know, we're all London based. So it kind of came together cool through that. And then the guy I did the artwork with, the new guitarist Dom, that's his friend. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a nice crew that we have down there.
Yeah, that's definitely cool. And I really think it's important to get a crew together with a certain vibe. It might be maybe more important than if the bass player is the best bass player in London or something.
Totally, which he is as well.
Yeah, you sure. Know. Just wanted to make sure that you get the possibility to say it in public. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Bass player of Will Joseph Cook's band is definitely the best bass player around. And yeah, he's not even listening now. That's a shame.
Yeah. But yeah, if I wasn't mates with him, we'd go mad. Like, as I said, we just spent like 2 days like sitting on each other, basically.
Yeah, that's what the vibe is so important, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's more important.
End up very sad.
And that's not why you started the whole thing, right? No. I want to be a depressed 30-year-old boy one day. That's why I start my musical career.
That should be my bio, my Twitter bio.
Oh man, I've mentioned it before, you always have a little recording device with you, like everyone has nowadays. Everyone has their iPhone or, yeah, or a smartphone or something like that. And I've read that some of the best ideas on that record were born when you were sitting back in the bus, in the back of a bus or something,
yeah,
getting you a hoodie on top and humming something into
whenever it strikes, you just kind of have to, you know, bite the bullet and accept that you're going to look strange.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to be worried.
Yeah. I mean, if you build a worldwide career on those moments, it doesn't matter. If there's like five people thinking you're strange and 5,000 people in front of the stage thinking you're beautiful and brilliant.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a worthy sacrifice. But I think they're quite fun, those ideas, because you kind of have to, especially if it's something completely, you know, that just appeared in your head, then you kind of have to go home and then work out how to play it and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's
so
nice.
So I kind of feel like it's nice how they just kind of appear out of the air and you have to kind of grab it down.
And that's the beauty of those little things that we all
those
have
things,
in our pockets.
Those things.
Yeah, yeah.
Those damn things.
No, really. I really think it is, because back in the day, and I've tried that a lot. You're like, oh yeah, I got that melody in my head. I'm going to try to remember it. So you're humming the melody over and over. But as soon as you get home and you start your computer, you've forgotten the whole thing. So it's good to have those little recording devices.
Yeah. And I think also recording it as soon as in its most unfiltered thing. Like, even I do it when if I'm writing on Logic or something, then I will, you know, I'll just have like some chords and then I'll just hit record straight away and I'll force myself to just sing the whole verse and then do a chorus.
Nice.
And then, but you know, I force myself not to stop singing. And from that, consistently is always better than if I sit there and think about it for a while.
Yeah.
And all the best, and even some of the best lyrics come out in that.
Yeah, nice. And I think that's some the part of the magic that music has, right?
Well, Sweet Dreaming that you just played was exactly that. Like, there's loads of lyrics in there, like the lyric about six deep in tarantulas in the second verse, which is like my favorite one in there. That was just completely, you know, that's from that take. Like, it's still that take, so.
Yeah, and that would be a whole other topic to kind of like find out about the philosophy of where does music come from, because there's something in between earth and the skies that's happening there.
There's something weird going on there.
And that, what I love about the thing that you recorded some demos or memos in the back of a bus is that it made me think of the Greek philosophers, because when they discussed an idea, because they always walked when they discussed their ideas. They never sat down in a room and concentrated. They walked through the streets of Athens and they discussed their ideas, Platon and Socrates, and that's how their students really got the ideas, you know? Yeah, well, they were on the move.
The change of scenery. I think it keeps your thought patterns straight.
We're on the same page with that.
We are on the same page as Plato, all those guys.
That's true. But it's interesting.
One big family.
No, yeah, it is. But what I love is the fact that you might even come up with some good songs on tour, because most of the songs that are written on tour go like, the boys are back in town, on the road again.
But tunes.
Yeah, two.
Big tunes.
Two. But the lyric, well. But but when you are inspired by moving sceneries or changing sceneries, that might be cool for you to write on tour. Do you actually record like little memos and demos on tour?
I try to. It never really gets past its fetal stage. So yeah, it'll be just memos and stuff like that. I think every time I try to sit down and start recording things and, you know, playing stuff into my laptop and stuff, that's, I just get frustrated or make the strangest thing. And it's not always the mood in the back of the van for it, but I definitely get ideas more when we're out and about in the cities and stuff like that.
And I really think if it's only a few hours until the show, you are really, the adrenaline is already flowing and you're like concentrated on that. So that's hard to write a song in that period of a day. So, and then maybe you put out, I think it would be super interesting to put out a deluxe version of that record or the next record with all the memos, you know?
I really wanted to do this. I would love people to hear my demos and stuff.
Yeah.
But I always wonder, you know, how, because that's, like, if I had the opportunity to hear, like, a band that I loved, you know, hear their writing process, I'd definitely love that. Just because I think it's super interesting and actually really helpful for other write, you know, if you're a young kid and you're writing, to see that there's a long process and just, you know, appear as this finished product. So,
it might be interesting to listen to one of those memo demos and then you imagining all these steps that have happened up until this final song came out, and it must be interesting. Maybe that's a good idea for the next record.
Sure.
Or you just got to put out the memos as a record, you know?
Just do the memo record.
Yeah, super innovative pop formats. It's like 40-second songs, but they're all hits.
I like it.
Yeah, let's do that. I've read that you want to collaborate more on your next LP, because I really think with that LP out, there are going to be a few people in the music scene of England, maybe the States as well soon, and Germany, who are like, oh, the Will Joseph Cook guy, he knows a lot about nice beats and nice chord changes. Maybe I should work with him.
Hopefully, yeah.
Do you have ideas with whom you would want to work, or did you even contact somebody already?
There's a few people that I have in mind. I definitely, even on this record, I kind of realized I needed to put this record out to, like, for those reasons, just to let people know a bit more about me and stuff. And I think that will provoke the best kind of collaboration and stuff. But I'd love to work with, you know, a female singer on it. I used to write duets all the time, but then never did them as duets. So they just kind of sat on my computer. But I think there's so much fun you can have with that lyrically as well.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
true.
Call and response lyrics. I think it's a whole new...
Yeah, and there's a certain magic to a female and a male voice singing unisono. There's something happening there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And you can, it's the biggest thing for me in songs is like duality, when you're suddenly feeling one thing and then something happens, whether it's in the instrumentation or a lyric.
Yeah.
It just kind of like cuts that thing down.
A counterpoint.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're left there. Listening confused, just like, I don't know if I feel happy or sad. I just feel something.
Yeah, but
big.
You're not confusing me with that. You're pleasing me with that, because the whole counterpoint thing it's not happening often enough in contemporary music. I think now we're back at the beginning of our talk, because that kind of explains why I find your music so interesting, because you love the counterpoint, and as soon as something goes into one direction too much, you'll just redirect it, right?
It's like, when have you ever felt purely one thing? You know, even if you're like, this is the best day of my life, in the back of my head, I'm like, when's it gonna end? Like, it's gonna end. So I'm you're worried about it.
Yeah.
You're worried about how good you feel. So there's constant duality, like, needs to exist in music if it's emotional music.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it just sounds
stupid.
Yeah, stupid, or a gimmick, or it just doesn't connect with you in the same way. It just kind of sounds like a more throwaway.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now, I want to thank you for visiting us here in our little studio, and I really want you to come back as soon as you come to Berlin. The next time we can organize a show, maybe on the terrace here or down there. We have a own little club. Maybe if you have plans for the fall or something, come back.
Well, I love this city. Yeah. I love Germany every time I come.
Yeah, so. Cool. And we love you too. From now on, there's love coming from Flux
FM. Mutual love. Mutual affection.
That's nice. This last song that I want to play off your record is the oldest song on the record. It's called Habit. You've written that when you were 15, the first version of it.
Yeah. I changed one chord. See, this is what
really?
I did. See, this song didn't have the duality. Uh-huh. Stayed major for too long. So it's like you shouting it, being like, put a minor in it. And then it suddenly got sad.
It would have had consequences if you didn't change a chord. Will Joseph Cook, thanks a lot for visiting. Wir hören ein Stückchen Habit. Und ihr könnt uns anrufen, wenn ihr noch vorbeigehen wollt, zur großartigen Kapelle mit Will Joseph Cook am Mikrofon. Das wird wirklich toll heute Abend im Musik und Frieden. Und wer ohne Eintritt zu bezahlen da vorbeigehen möchte, der kann jetzt anrufen. Unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, wir haben Tickets für Will Joseph Cook heute Abend. M Musik und Frieden, und das verspricht groß zu werden. Das ist innovative Gitarrenpopmusik, wie sie schon seit viel zu langer Zeit nicht veröffentlicht wurde. Will Joseph Cook heute Abend M Musik und Frieden 030 2000 9000. Will, thanks a lot again.
Thank you very
much. I'll see you soon. Bye bye.
See you. Bye. Your habit. A static cigarette packet.